Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards. This is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Mark chapter 10, verses 51 to 53. "What do you want me to do for you?" Jesus asked Bartimaeus. "My rabbi," the blind man said, "I want to see." Jesus said to him, "Go, for your faith has healed you." Instantly the man could see, and he followed Jesus down the road. On the face of it, Jesus' question would seem entirely unnecessary. Surely it was obvious what a blind man would want Jesus, the famous healer, to do. So why did he ask it? In doing so, he gave the man dignity. Jesus didn't barge into his life and do what he considered would be best for him. Instead, he listened to Bartimaeus. The blind man declared his desire to be able to see again, and Jesus, recognizing the man's faith, healed him. Jesus never barges into our lives. He asks us what we want him to do for us. Yes, we all need forgiveness, but he'll only give it to us when we're serious about our request. Many people want to hang on to their sins. Sin has become such a part of their life that they can't imagine being separated from their bitterness, selfishness, anger, sexual sin, or wherever it happens to be. The offer of forgiveness from Jesus is real and definite, but he won't give it as a sticking plaster to place over our ongoing sin. He forgives us only when we repent and declare our willingness to live in a new way. The decision lies entirely with us. God longs to be our guide, but once again, that's never imposed on us. We can get guidance from so many different sources. The internet, friends, the media, newspapers, and books are fertile ground for guidance. It's only as we surrender to God and tell him that we want him to guide us that he's able to lead us in his way. He may well use material that we've gained from other sources, but he is the one who shows us the way to go, if only we are open to his voice. Bartimaeus' life was transformed because that's what he asked for. James in his letter observed that many of the people he was addressing hadn't received the blessings of God for one simple reason. They hadn't asked. Let's not make the same mistake. So let me ask you a question. What are you going to ask God for today? And now let's pray together. Thank you, loving God, that you love to bless us. Help us to always be ready to welcome you into every part of our lives. Amen. Well, thanks for listening. I'd love you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and some great articles, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day today.